USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
20 years after the attack that led to the war on terror, a former member of the George W. Bush administration says some safety improvements have been made. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says intelligence agencies are better at sharing information with each other, but she also tells NBC News we're still in danger.
I do worry with the Taliban back in power and with their well-known integration or collaboration with Al-Qaeda, that Al-Qaeda could rebuild.
Rice serving as National Security Advisor at the time of the attacks. USA Radio recalling 9/11 with a reaction from that day as events unfolded. Maybe our closest ally after 9/11, Great Britain, then Prime Minister Tony Blair that day.
This mass terrorism is the new evil in our world today.
Ceremonies taking place today in New York, Arlington, Virginia, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden planning to attend all three 9/11 memorial sites today at Ground Zero, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon. No remarks expected, though. Instead, Biden speaking in a pre-recorded video release yesterday. He says, "We learned many things after 9/11, but one thing stands out."
To me, that's the central lesson of September 11th, is that at our most vulnerable, in the push and pull of all that makes us human, in the battle for the soul of America, unity is our greatest strength.
He says while we all don't have to agree on everything, we must have a fundamental respect and faith in each other and in this nation. No sign of former President Trump at the ceremony at Ground Zero. Trump telling Fox News yesterday he planned to visit the site today. The New Jersey Globe reporting he'll visit this afternoon after the ceremony. Trump will be in Florida tonight. He's providing commentary for a boxing match. The Obamas and Clintons are at Ground Zero. The Bushes are in Pennsylvania, along with Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Illness disrupting plans to bring in Afghan refugees. Wendy King has more.
U.S.-bound flights for Afghan refugees have been grounded from two overseas bases after some of the refugees came down with the measles at Wisconsin's Fort McCoy Refugee Center. Officials temporarily stopped refugees from coming into the U.S. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says
these individuals are being quarantined in accordance with public health guidelines, and the CDC has begun full contact tracing.
She also said the administration is exploring measures to vaccinate people at the overseas locations. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The founder of a charity formed after 9/11 explains his inspiration. Here's Tim Berg.
Tunnel to Towers founder Frank Siller's brother was one of many firefighters who died saving lives on 9/11. Now Siller has been walking over 500 miles from the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. to New York City in memory of his brother and the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks. In an interview on Fox News, he describes his foundation's goals.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation is going to pay every mortgage of every first responder who dies in line of duty that leave young families behind forever. And we're going to take care of every Gold Star family member that has a young family forever. And every catastrophically injured service member that gave their body for their country, we're going to give them a mortgage-free smart home forever.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.